The Western powers' conduct didn't exactly inspire Soviet confidence. The United States was too busy fighting the Great Depression to take off its isolationist blinkers. In September 1938, Britain and France allowed Hitler to annex most of Czechoslovakia. This was done through the Munich Pact, and in March 1939, they stood idly by while Hitler grabbed the rest. The British and French attempt to reach an anti-fascist pact with the Soviet Union was a farce. Their delegation, led by Admiral Sir Reginald Aylmer Ranfurly Plunkett Earl Drax, took literally weeks to arrive in Leningrad by steamboat, and they were greeted with a very chilly reception. While the good Admiral Plunkett Earl Drax and his delegation were being taken back to their steamboat, a plane from Berlin was landing at the Moscow airport. It carried the German Foreign Minister Joachim von Ribbentrop. On August 24, 1939, Germany and the Soviet Union shocked the world by signing the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, named after the two foreign ministers who negotiated. In a way, the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact made sense.